Lately, certain deli meats have been bothering my stomach, so I have decided to quit cold turkey.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but today is another episode of Lame Joke Day. I know, we have spared you for a year or two, but kids listen and they beg us for more. So today, we bring to you the corniest, the groaniest, the most eye-rollingest jokes that we could scrape off the underbelly of the lame joke world. You didn't ask for it, but you aren't in charge. So, without any further boo-hoo, here are the top 10 lame jokes of the month. What sound does a cow make when it runs out of milk? None. There is utter silence. To the guy who invented zero, thanks for nothing. Ladies, if you can't appreciate a guy's fruit jokes, let that man go. Mango. Yesterday, I accidentally swallowed some food coloring. The doctor says I'm okay, but I feel like I died a little inside. Some aquatic animals at the zoo escaped. It was otter chaos. My sister bet that I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove pasta. My friend's bakery burned down yesterday. His business is toast. The machine at the coin factory stopped working. We don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. Someone stole all of my lamps. I couldn't be more delighted. And our number 10 lame joke. I know it seems like more, but what did the mayo say when somebody opened the fridge door? Hey, close the door. I'm dressing. Come on now. Some of those weren't so bad. It would do us all a little good to let our guard down and laugh a little. This world is a serious place, and it's easy to give in to despair. I find that watching the news helps. Okay, maybe not. If we let the current of culture carry us along, it's easy to give up hope. Things are bad, but are they as bad as we think they are? Brainy people who study the human brain tell us that we are wired to pay more attention to the negative than the positive. This trait is called negativity bias. After I spoke one night, I'm sure 20 people paid me compliments, but one pointed out that my nose is crooked. Guess what I remember? I think you knows what I remember. On any given day, we pay little attention to the 342 things that go right, but one thing going wrong can turn our mood upside down. Negative things stick to our brains. We find them captivating. We retweet them, tell our friends about them. The media knows this and capitalizes on our negativity by feeding us a steady diet of bad news. Fear sells, they say. But if we really believe God is sovereign and we're in his hands, is this how he wants us to live? I can't repeat Philippians 4:8 enough. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. To live the joy-filled life God desires for us, we must say no to stinking thinking and a pessimistic outlook and retrain our brain with those whatsoever things. One of my persistently grumpy friends tells me, "Oh, I'm not a pessimist, I'm a realist." No, a realistic Christian keeps the goal in mind, knowing that life's greatest problems were solved when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. We have been forgiven, we are loved by God, and our eternal home will be out of this world. This is no joke, it's the best news ever. And if you're still looking for lame jokes, here's another. A man has been stealing wheels off police cars. Police have been working tirelessly to catch him.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and four easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.